Out here, if you're doing nothing, you're doing everything right. Though on a cruise with Norwegian, even if you're doing nothing, you're still basking in the warm sun, enjoying the peaceful ocean waves, you're breathing. Don't forget about breathing. Definitely need to be breathing. So you get to do nothing or everything, but you still need to be breathing. It's like really important.
Experience the difference with cruises to Alaska, the Caribbean, and Europe. Norwegian Cruise Line. It's different out here. Visit NCL.com, call your travel advisor, or 1-888-NCL-CRUISE. Norwegian Cruise Line ships registry, the Bahamas and USA.
2 whole years of Luke and Lucy FM. Honestly, I cannot believe it.
I can't believe I've put up with you for 2 years.
Honestly, Lucy, I feel like you should pay for counselling sessions for me. That's
for
how,
me?
In fact, that's what the past 2 years have been, basically. Us counselling each other.
Dear. Whatever dear it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hiya.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It is the one where we've done 2 years of Luke and Lucy FM. We're looking back over the past year of our finest few moments, and we're going to be discussing 2 years on, where we're at, how we feel, and why we even bother starting Luke and Lucy FM.
I get a feeling there's going to be a riot.
Oh, I can't say the words 2 years enough, to be honest, because 2 whole years. I mean, that is literally a lifetime. But if you've never popped us in your ear before, then this is your first time, then you've got like 71 other episodes to binge listen to.
Especially our first one.
Yes, the one where it all began,
the
back in February 2016. And you can listen to that right now. And where can you listen to it? On iTunes, Audio Boom, Stitcher,
Deezer.
I don't think we're on Deezer yet. Maybe we are, I don't know.
Close though.
Radio Public and brand new, we're on Spotify.
Oh my god, this is amazing.
Yeah, we're now on Spotify. So if
we
you've got,
are literally global.
If you got, well, literally, if you've got a Spotify account, you can just search Luke and Lucy FM on Spotify. We're on the... Lucy, I just want to say congratulations to us. 2 years of Luke and Lucy FM. 72 episodes. It is... It's a lot. It's a big milestone.
I feel like we need to ramp it up a bit more this year, though.
Yeah, I feel as though we should see less of each other, if I'm perfectly honest.
I feel like there are going to be some surprises along the way.
Oh, God, you're pregnant.
We put up... Absolutely not.
Is that not what you're saying?
No.
That would have been a great start to this 2 year
yeah,
episode. Well,
not
it's
happening.
Been 2 years, and now in 2 years' time, I'll have a 1 year old.
Are you talking about me or you here?
No, God, not me. No, no. Hi.
You are the 1 year old mentally.
If you've just joined
that
us,
I have to look after.
I'm Luke Marsden, and a true fact about me is at the time of recording this 2 year anniversary episode, I'm actually quite hungover.
I am the fresh one.
It's quite a twist on the usual thing that we normally do, but I am actually feeling a little tad hungover, to be honest, this morning. So
you look all right though, we'll give you that.
Oh, thanks, Lucy.
You don't look too dead.
Jeez, God.
Just a little bit tired.
Lucy Hilton, what's a true fact about you for this second anniversary episode?
I guess in the last 2 years, I have asked to be bridesmaid for my friends and family 5 times.
Always the bridesmaid,
never the bride.
You know, I think 2 years ago in our first ever episode, the one where it all began, I literally said that sentence to you.
Did you?
I think so. And now 2 years
yeah,
on.
You did, because it was a Valentine's episode as well.
2 years on, still saying the same thing.
The same thing.
What
there's been a
say?
Few thrown in there, but yeah.
Well, yeah, there's been a few close calls, but nowhere near close calls. That's basically what's happened.
Not close enough.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what the lads were saying. Too close, I think, to be honest. We have chosen, handpicked some of our best moments over the past 12 months. Obviously, we did the 1 year anniversary episode last year, so you can go back and listen to that.
That was a great one.
To the first year of Luke and Lucy FM. This is the second year of us now, so we've got some great episodes and some great moments. And probably, actually, Lucy, this is quite fitting, this moment, because this is the moment when you explained when you met Duncan Ballantyne. Who could have been the one?
Oh, yeah.
You never know. You never know. And this was this was from episode 53. It's the one where we enter Dragon's Den with Kirsty Henshaw. This was back in February 2017. We got Kirsty on, and you told the story, Lucy, of when you nearly met Duncan Ballantyne, or when you did meet him.
The year that I decided on going with the two dragons that I wanted the most, which were Peter and Duncan.
Oh,
I've met Duncan.
Have you?
Yeah.
Met him in a bar.
Well, I'm sorry, Kirsty, a minute. I mean, Lucy, what do you mean you met Duncan Ballantyne in a bar?
I did. I was out with my sister one time and then and her husband. And all of a sudden he starts chatting to this guy who I presumed was his friend. And then, he eyed me up a bit. I went to the bar, come back, and then apparently it was Duncan Ballantyne.
Did he give you a cash injection?
No, my sister wouldn't let him.
Oh, that's a shame. We wouldn't be here now. Kirsty, so obviously... Lucy, come on. I mean, you could have literally been an OS to the Ballantyne group.
Yeah, I could have been. Yeah, but I'm not.
Are you a bit gutted that Duncan Ballantyne...
I could have at least sold my story, couldn't I? Yeah, what was wrong
100%.
With me?
I mean, I think you'd need a bit better than he eyed you up in a bar.
I know.
I mean, you know, it would have been...
I was young and naive.
It would have been good if you'd enter his den or he'd entered your den. Wow. That would have been... I'm just saying, that would have worked. That would have worked. That was back from episode 53, the one where we enter the Dragon's Den with Kirsty Henshaw, back in February 2017. Still in February last year.
Ooh.
Another good moment of ours,
February's
Lucy.
A good year for
it's a good year.
Good month.
It's not a good month for you normally, but podcasting wise, it was a good.
It's a good one for us.
It was a good one. And we got an education in etiquette on this episode.
So this is when we had etiquette expert William Hansen. I think he usually writes for the Daily Mail, doesn't he?
Yes, he's very Daily Mail.
So he came and joined us on the pod. And to be fair, me and Luke, both from Wigan, we have no idea of the correct etiquette, especially Luke.
Speak for yourself. I can use a knife and fork. What more do you want?
So we asked him, what was the right thing to do when you meet someone? Like, and you're not that friendly with them, is it? One cheek kiss or double cheek kiss?
What is your, William, what is your thoughts on hugging? These days, people are very hug-friendly when they meet up, even if you...
Oh, and the kiss and the double kiss.
Yes,
what
I mean...
What do you do when you greet
up,
somebody?
Up north, is it one kiss? Is it down south? Is it two kisses? I'm confused.
Well, with the kissing, I mean, yes, we seem to be kissing everybody now.
Well, that's the problem, yes. Lucy is.
Yes, leave nowhere left to go. When you meet them maybe the second or third time. You only kiss someone that you know fairly well. It used just to be one kiss, but nowadays it's two kisses because we became a lot more European. Now, it'll be interesting in the light of Brexit to see what happens, whether we all go back to doing one kiss.
Back to one.
the general rule is one kiss in the country, two kisses in the town.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Because I feel like I always give someone like a kiss. Obviously, if it's someone I know, like when I meet them. However, like a kiss on the cheek, I feel uncomfortable if they go for the second kiss. I don't know which way to go.
Oh, yeah.
Well, but you as a lady, it's up to you to sort of steer.
Oh, is
and
it?
If you're greeting a gentleman, yes. So you decide whether you're shaking hands or you're giving them a hug or you're extending your hand to proffer a kiss on the hand or you are going in for the social kiss.
Right. And so there we go, Lucy. We know, as a lady, you can direct the how it works. You can direct if it's a single kiss. A second kiss, a handshake.
Mm-hmm. Do you know why that is?
Why is that?
Because women hold all the power.
Unless, of course, you didn't get elected President of the United States as a woman.
Yes, or, but if you're Prime Minister of the UK.
Oh, okay, yes,
hello,
at the time of recording
Theresa.
That, all that is correct. That was from episode 54, the one where we get an education in etiquette. Big thanks to William Hansen for joining us on that episode back in February last year. Lucy, have you stuck to one kiss or two kisses when you're in a town in the city?
I feel uncomfortable doing two kisses. I'm always like a one kiss kind of gal.
Really?
Yeah,
I've heard that, actually.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, from previous people.
Who by?
It's one kiss and you're out, that's it. Right, we're moving ahead. Just slightly now, though, Lucy and I were big fans of the TV show, which has now been axed on Channel 4, The Jump. Do you remember that, Lucy?
Oh, yes.
Basically a skiing reality show.
It was quite dangerous, though, wasn't it?
That slide down a giant jump, ski jump and just jump, and a lot of them broke their legs. So we wanted to know a bit more about it. So on episode 57, in March of last year, we got the woman who failed to actually do the name of the programme, The Jump, Josie Gibson, on Luke and Lucy FM to tell us a little bit more about it.
I've not seen this, so Luke tells me you didn't actually jump.
No, I never. I signed up to a programme called The Jump and I didn't actually jump. I'm gutted.
What happened?
So basically, when I pulled up to do The Jump, I looked at the size of it, and I'm not joking, it's like a big block of flats, like death slide, so you go down, and then you fly off the end of it, but I honestly thought they made it look like, I thought it didn't look that big on TV, and then when I seen it in real life,
it was
like,
huge.
oh, wow, I think we're going to have a little bit of problem here. And then, and then I was like, took me a long time just to get off the baby jump. Because I kept being really dangerous, actually. I kept jumping off the side of it. And I used to take the trainer, and then I used to grab hold of the trainer and take the trainer down with me. Like, sometimes I wouldn't even know I'd done it. And I'd go down a jump out of the tracks on the side, which is really, really dangerous, subconsciously. And I would grab hold of the trainer as well. So he would literally, I remember one time I looked up and he was halfway down the hill. And I thought, why did he look so scared? And I thought, oh, he's falling down the hill. Because I pushed him down there.
Oh, Josie, Josie, Josie. So only Josie Gibson could sign up to a reality show and not do the entire premise of the show.
Was funny though.
Yeah, I mean, just like she was brilliant. I was back here for episode 57, the one we take the jump with Josie Gibson back in March 2017. We recorded that. She was great guest to have on.
She was really lovely as well. Like, she didn't do the jump, but she jumped into our hearts.
That is just who writes that? Right? Says that? My mum writes it. Did that make you think? You know, looking back on that, is there a reality show out there at the moment that you'd like to do? Oh, wait, we know the answer to this. Love Island.
I wouldn't like to do Love Island.
You've established, you are single now, so you could definitely do Love Island.
I like to do Love Island.
Would you not like to do Love Island?
No.
3 weeks in the sun with lads chasing you every single day, hounding you.
Well, they probably wouldn't. It'd probably be a big, like, knock to the confidence because they'd probably just ditch you for someone else as soon as someone else came in.
Yeah, well, isn't that the idea? That's how life works, isn't it?
I would hate it.
You get in a relationship and then when they get older and a bit bigger, you just trade them in for a brand new model. That's exactly how it works.
Oh, right. Is that what you do with Phoebe,
then? Hi to my girlfriend Phoebe, if you're listening, but you're not because I need to trade you in for somebody who will listen to Luke and Lucy FM. Just saying. Right, we are continuing on with our best moments over the past year. This is our second anniversary episode. So we're moving ahead now to July 2017. And this episode in particular was a big favourite of mine because it was recorded a month after I'd finally passed my driving test.
After 10 times.
It's not
trying.
10 times, Lucy. We're going to find out from the one where we're driven about driving, episode 66, how many times it actually took me to pass my driving test.
Okay.
And at the beginning of this year, 2017, I thought, this is it. I'm taking my test in January, end of Jan, and I'm going to do it. Failed first time with eight minors.
Minors, though, not that bad.
Yeah, not that bad. But I think crossing a roundabout without indicating and looking at the any more traffic was the issue, why I failed. That was probably the issue. The second time I failed, I decided to put back in for my test. At the moment I failed, I put back in for it. And the second time I failed is because I took a corner too fast. And the instructor had to, she claims, brake. I don't remember her braking. Ooh. But apparently if your instructor has to touch
you
the pedals...
You killed someone there, Luke.
If the examiner has to touch the pedals at any point during the test, I think it's safe to say I've failed.
And
I only had three minors on that occasion.
Oh, really?
And I got a power... And I got a reverse turnaround in the road, a turn in the road, all of these tests, and I still passed all them.
I can't do parallel park. That's the worst. So go on, why did you fail miserably on the third one then?
Well, on the third one, I had the same examiner as I had on the second time.
I think she just hated you.
And basically, she saw me and thought, not him again.
Did you abuse her at all?
No, we didn't even... There's that awkward moment where you think, I'm driving, they give me instructions, do I talk to them or not?
Do
you need to say anything? But she spoke about me, she's like, oh, have you booked in holidays? What are you doing? And I kept thinking, and I slowly kept dropping in, well, yeah, you know, my life would be easier if I could drive. things are going well.
Like begging her to please pass you.
Exactly.
She still
failed me, yes. But she failed me on
what? Did she recognise you?
No, I don't think so. Okay. She probably heard my voice on Luke and Lucy FM, maybe on iTunes and Audible.
That's probably why.
And tune in any other
podcast.
Place. Yeah, exactly. Probably hates us. You're the reason I failed, basically, Lucy. And, you know, the third one, for me, it was a technicality. I don't think I should have failed.
What happened?
But as I came out the test centre, there's a road, and I drove along that road. Turns out that road is a 30, not a 40, and I was going 34. So when I drove out the road and I came back on the road, I was doing 34 twice.
Oh, really? So she failed you on that?
Yes. Well, it's breaking the speed limit, and it's illegal.
But then that's the thing, if you'd stuck to the 30, and it was a 40.
I would have passed the third time. Well, exactly, then we're going too slow.
That's the thing. You can't win.
Can't win.
Win in those situations.
So I think I failed the test. technicality. And then the fourth time, it was an oldish chap. He was talking about things. It was great. It was going really well until he said, do a parallel park. Now, previous to this, Lucy, I've had three turning the roads, which I've nailed. I've never failed on the manoeuvres. And I thought, right, I'm gonna do this. I'll nail the parallel park and I'll pass. So I did the parallel park. And you know, I told you that I'd bumped the curb.
Did you really hit it?
When I said bumped, I maybe mean mounted.
That could be a child. You literally told me you just touched it. Like,
yeah, I told everybody. Yeah, because I was so embarrassed to fill in the fourth time.
Word.
Well, it turns out I slightly mounted the curb. And I don't know. No, I'm not an expert, but I think that's
you
a fail.
You killed so many ants.
Funny
there.
You should say that, because he said very similar of, did you check off the pavement to see if anybody was coming that you before you killed them?
I
was
no.
Like, no.
Didn't
so
do
I'm,
that.
It's really not. Then the fifth time, which was obviously...
That was on your fourth time as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, fourth time.
Oh,
so
wow.
The fifth time, I thought, that is it. If I, bearing in mind at this point, Lucy, my theory would have expired next month, innit, right? Okay, so I thought, if I fail this, I have realistically one shot now of getting this right, and then I'm done, right? So that was it. Everything was going
it's
against
like a film.
Me, I feel. And I got in the car and I got to the test centre and out came the one who'd filmed me previously.
Oh, no.
Out came the one who'd filmed me twice and out came the one who'd filmed me the last one. I thought, well, it's none of these guys. Then out came a different guy. And I thought, well, he's not filmed me before. Got in the car and he went, right, the test is dirty. I did it in my own car, in my brand new Renault Clio, right?
Maybe that was the difference doing it in your own car.
And I think, well, it was clearly because I passed, right? He said, right, do a bay park. I thought, oh, started the entire...
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, well, that's what you were... But like you go into Tesco, any other supermarket.
Okay, yeah, I'm fine with that.
So did it in the test centre, bumped the curb.
Oh, my word.
I thought this is a new record. I
failed didn't mount it, though,
no,
did
no,
you?
No, didn't mount. Just bumped, slightly tapped. I thought, oh, this is a new record. I failed in 2 minutes. And I was so annoyed at myself.
That's probably why the rest of your tests went so well, though, because you thought you'd failed.
I literally said, I'm so sorry. He's like, he opened the door and he went, well, you're in the bay. And I thought, oh. The main thing is... I passed. That was exhausting.
Flipping last.
That was absolutely...
That was exhausting.
Yeah, listening back.
I love all the excuses you gave to each one.
They were excuses,
why you didn't
Lucy.
Pass.
I failed my driving test four times. And really, frankly, for technicalities, in my opinion, none of those were real reasons for failing.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this guy is on the roads. Be careful.
And I've been driving... Touch wood, accident free
for months. 2 months?
No. It's been 8-9 months.
You did have a scrape though, didn't you?
No,
one time.
No, I've had no scrapes.
Sure you did.
No, I've not. Well, I mean, yeah, I've had to have two new tyres, but I mean, that doesn't matter. Episode 66, that was fun. The one we're driven about driving back in July last year. Oh, I'm absolutely exhausted listening back to that. Now, Nate, the thing is, actually, we, in November of last year, we talked about, because I had so many experiences of using public transport. And Lucy, episode in particular was sparked by you having a very bizarre experience on public transport.
Yeah. It was quite entertaining, to be fair.
Looking back, do you wish you'd got with this guy?
Tough one. No.
Let's find out and have a listen. From episode 68, the one where you're picky about public transport. Here's Lucy's experience on a train journey.
Yes, I had a very weird or interesting journey, should I say, back from London yesterday.
Okay.
So... yeah, went to London. On my way back, I was absolutely shattered. So walking,
obviously,
always walking along the platform, and there was a bit of a weirdo that was just like, "Hello," in front of me. Just didn't think anything of it. Got on the train, sat down, had a little nap, woke up again after about an hour, and there was like obviously Friday afternoon. Few people in front of us having a couple of G&Ts on the train and stuff like that. Ended up making friends with another person sat opposite them. Then this other guy joined in. They're having lovely banter.
Obviously, bounce.
Anyway, this weirdo who'd said hello to me on this platform was apparently sitting next to them, and he wakes up because he was asleep.
Ugh.
And so because they're like being nice, getting in the mood, they were like, "Oh, do you want to join us? Do you want a G&T? Blah blah blah." He agrees.
But out of a can.
Yeah, you know, there's like G&Ts
yeah.
And the knife, though. Anyway, that was just the beginning. His full-on weirdness came out. So what? This older guy that was with them said, "So what's everyone travelling to Manchester for?" And he comes out of it straight away, "Well, I'm a male whore." Right,
oh.
Okay. Yes, he sleeps with women for a living. He used to be an electrician. He's now a male whore.
Is he registered as self-employed? How do you put on the tax form? You're a male whore.
He must be self-employed, unless he works for an agency, maybe.
Oh,
so, continued anyway. Talking about Molly, who he was going to meet in Cheadle Hume last night.
Oh, is Cheadle Hume a nice area?
It is supposed to be a nice area, actually. She's just split up from her husband.
Oh, Molly.
And obviously needs a bit of loving. I think I'll pay for some self-esteem lessons for her after that.
Well, maybe.
So this guy continued. He got drunker. He got up at one point to get more alcohol, waved at me from his table and said, hello, again.
Oh, so, wow. This is the person the psychic was on about you're going to meet before Christmas.
Maybe. That's who she was on about.
Yeah.
So anyway, comes back and his kitty cat's getting drunker. Honestly, he was being so crude. I don't even want to say some of the things he said. Shall I say it?
I don't know whether or not to put an explicit rating on this episode.
Well, this Molly rings him at one point and he's like, oh, just going through a tunnel, Molly love. Actually, it's an Essex accent. I don't know why I'm talking like I'm from Bradford. But just going through a tunnel and...
An Essex accent.
More ways than one, doll.
Oh,
you wet, doll.
No.
He kept saying that. He rung his mum at one point. You wet, doll. Say hello to my new friends. This is Big Chris. Blah, blah, blah.
Who's Big Chris?
This other guy drinking G&Ts on the table. Passed his mum around the table and she was like, what the hell is wrong with you? Oh, I'll be back tomorrow for Dad's birthday. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, starts then talking about how he was going to finger the conductor.
Oh, no.
The poo hole.
I'm going to have to put explicit rating on this. We can't have this going out non-explicit.
It was disgusting.
I'm so sorry if you weren't braced for that. I mean...
He was really intimidating. I have to be honest. Like, even the guys said afterwards, like, they were just trying to humour him. Like, because it's scary. He was obviously, must have been on something, I thought. Anyway, you get
the conductor want fingering? I mean,
You tell me, Luke. I don't know. So he gets up when he gets to Stockport. So that's, like, the last stop before Manchester. And I was literally the only woman on, like, in the vicinity, apart from this, like, older lady. And I knew what he was going to do, so I picked up my phone, even though I had no signal.
Tell me you was filming him at this point.
I wished I'd filmed
him. Ready to hand to the police.
So he starts going, you what, love? Oh, she's a salt. And then all I can imagine is him doing these rude gestures.
Licorice
at
also.
At that point, his new friends had to step in and say, stop it, babe. Leave it for your clients.
What would you... Oh, Lucy, I cannot. We might have to put an explicit rating
I'm
on this
still
because
traumatized.
Of replaying that.
The best bit about that was you. Why would the conductor want to be?
Why would it?
As if, like, out of all that story, that's what you were thinking about.
Well, yeah. What do you think? You know what? That was back in November last year. What do you think's happened to that guy now?
What would you
like to have happened to that guy? He's probably dead.
I wouldn't like to. I wouldn't wish death upon anyone, Luke.
How many prostitutions do you think he's done since November?
I can't imagine anyone really pimping him out.
Yeah,
but...
I can't imagine it's a lucrative career choice he's got there.
Maybe go back to being an electrician.
Yeah. You won't want him playing with your plugs. Episode 68, the one we're picky about public transport. That was fun. Only a few moments left. And we are jumping forward ever so slightly to December last year. So not that far away. Not that long ago.
Feels like it was last month.
Yeah, well, it almost was. It wasn't. That was January.
Yeah, but close to last month.
Close
Come
to last
on.
Month. Episode 69, the one we're in awe of the Archers, David Archer, a true radio legend we had on the phone.
He was a gentleman as well, wasn't he?
He certainly was. And we thought we recognised his voice from somewhere in London. So we asked Timothy Archbold, that's his real name, David Archer, about his voice on the London Underground. Is this true? No, I'd heard a rumour about this, so we need some clarity, and I've actually heard this. I was in London last week. Are you the voice of Mind the Gap on London Underground's Piccadilly Line?
Well, I'm an ex-gapper. I was the voice...
An ex-gapper.
An ex-gapper. I was the voice of Mind the Gap for about 15 years.
Oh, wow.
I was all the station announcements on all the... between King's Cross and Earl's Court, including Please Stand Clear of the Closing Doors. There's another epic. And
oh, give us another zinger.
The next station is Russell Square. Also, you know, sort of mainstream announcements like that. But, yeah, no, I was. So I've got, yeah, two icons of England, the Archers and Mind the Gap. But unfortunately, they dropped me, much to my sadness, because, yeah, when my boys are kind of grown up now, but when they were small, and they used to be on the Piccadilly line, they liked it because their dad was looking after them.
Well, exactly, it would be quite cool.
I mean, you're sat there, and you realise that you've missed your stop because your dad didn't... Are you too busy listening to your dad? I mean, we want to start a petition right now to get you back on Mind the Gap.
Yes. Absolutely. Reinstate Bentinck as the gapper.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Team Bentinck. Now, Lucy, how did that petition go?
Do you know what? I'd never even heard of Mind the Gap until that episode.
Timothy Bentinck. That was David Archer. And Lucy, I don't think we ever... I think we gave him a false promise, though, because I don't think we ever started
that
petition.
No, I don't think we did that petition. Maybe
awkward.
We can start it now.
Yeah, it's a bit late. Moment's gone.
New year, new petition.
Episode 69, that was from The One More With All of the Archers with David Archer. And that was from December last year. Now, don't forget, if you want any of these episodes, the full episodes to listen back to, you can. Search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify now, Radio Public, you name it, one of the audio boom, you'll find us and you can search all those episodes. Now, probably our last moment, one of our favourite moments, we did it for the past two Christmases, Lucy, where you and I do...
Exchange gifts.
A gift exchange.
You did well this year.
I did well, I think. Mm. You know, in 2017, this was from the one where we rock around the 2017 Christmas tree. Lucy and I had Secret Santa and it was going really well, and especially at the moment where I thought I'd got a card from a secret admirer.
Luke, I'm really impressed by this.
Well, when you say wrapped up, I've just shoved some tissue paper at the top of it to make it look like it's wrapped up.
A cute little bag and everything.
I'm opening Lucy's present now.
Are you going first?
Yes, okay, I'm opening. I'm opening Lucy's present.
I hope you like it.
What
it's
is
quite
it?
Practical.
Oh, okay. A First Order Star Wars thermal flask.
It's you know how you like your thermal.
I do love a good thermal, and this is very practical.
Do you
and
like it?
The size should fit into the ring in my car.
Amazing.
Thank you, Lucy. This is a great present.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so glad you like it. Right, I was wishing we had a limit of £10, but I kind of wished it was 15.
Well, you could have gone to 15.
I really wanted to get you this stress ball because you stress out constantly.
Oh, do you think?
And I feel like you need a stress ball.
Well, yeah, it's true. Maybe I do.
But to be fair, you would never have used a stress ball, would you?
Well, maybe to chuck at you.
Ooh, excited! Ah, I love the little Christmas wrapping and everything.
You can keep that.
Weekly! Oh my God, Zoella! After I slagged her off before.
Obviously, Zoella...
Got a little weekly goals calendar. How cute is that?
Well, I figured, Lucy, you can put it on your desk at work. You can plan what you want to do, and yeah, also,
I've got something else in it.
You can also use the second item.
Luke, I'm really impressed by this. I'm buzzing. Vaseline.
Well, I figured it's the time of the year where your lips get chapped.
Oh, it's super cute, though. It is. You're very right, actually.
Your lips are looking a little bit cracked.
I'm super impressed by that. There's like a little tub of three Vaselines, right? We've got limited edition Vaseline.
Obviously, if it says limited edition, I've got to buy it.
Rose and almond oil.
Yes, whatever that means.
And cocoa butter.
Yes.
I love cocoa butter. It smells like a dream. Yeah. Luke, I'm really impressed. I love my weekly goals. Oh, good. #goals.
I figured, Lucy, you need some goals in 2018.
I do.
You need goals
You're
for the new
so
year.
Right.
And
You're
you need
so
some
right.
Vaseline to make sure you go into the new year with uncracked lips.
Can I Snapchat this?
You can, Lucy, yes. Although,
so happy
yeah.
about this.
You can, Luke, you can put, yes, it's true.
You've proceeded. What's the word?
I don't know.
Exceeded yourself.
Exceeded myself. Yes, that's true. Thank you very much for the presents. That's our Secret Santa. Now, before we wrap up this episode of Luke and Lucy
FM. Wrap up. Look at it. See
yes,
what he did there.
Thank you,
see
very
on
brand. I've actually been posted a Christmas card to the radio studio, so I'm just going to. Just gonna grab this.
Hang on, let me look at that.
Now, you didn't get a card.
Who's this off?
So this has been posted through the radio station's door for me this morning.
Luke.
But it just says Luke.
Luke.
So, yeah.
Do you really want me to tell you?
Well, yeah.
This is off me? You muppet.
Why?
I wrote that for you.
When?
That's my handwriting.
No, it's not.
It must have fallen out my bag.
Oh,
I swear to God,
well,
open it.
Christina Wallace, our radio colleague, said she found it on the car park.
Well, that must have fallen out of my bag on the car
Oh, Lucy, I'm still disappointed about that. I genuinely thought I had a secret admirer.
I was so squeaky in that episode.
You really
were. Listening back, cringing then.
You were very excitable, though, Lucy. You were very excited about your Christmas presents. Exactly. That was from episode 70, the one we walk away in the 2017 Christmas tree from December last year. Lucy, quick one, actually. How's your goals going?
Hashtag goals.
Yeah, your goals calendar.
I'm not doing too bad. I've been going to the gym and stuff.
Yeah,
quite healthy.
That's quite good.
I reckon it's going all right, you know.
And how about the Vaseline? Used it all?
Not all of it. Oh, there's quite a lot in there.
Yeah, I would be concerned if you just obviously there's an awful lot of Vaseline in that tub.
There was an awful lot of Vaseline.
Lips still looking cracked, though.
Excuse me.
Mine are a bit cracked. I could do some of your Vaseline,
actually. How's your little Star Wars flask?
Good, I've used it a few times, and I've not scalded myself whilst driving, so it fits perfectly in
all
the hole.
Great news.
Very well, very well. And that is it. For this episode, we just wanted to look back at some of our favourite moments over the second year of Luke and Lucy FM. Yeah. And
happy birthday! We should have got cake.
We've had no budget. We've absolutely positively blown no budget here. There's no balloons or anything. And we're kind of looking ahead at year three of Luke and Lucy FM.
Yep.
And you know, we've got loads of ideas for episodes. You know, we want to do one on high school. We want to look back at fashion, OCD. Money, shopping, UFOs. We're looking at doing episodes.
You name it. And if you've got any ideas that you want us to talk about, please tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM.
Yeah, honestly, we'll take any suggestions on board. We need ideas. any suggestions on board. Lucy, I think it wouldn't be right unless we end this episode. But, well, first of all, just by saying thank you so much for listening. Thanks for all the iTunes reviews internationally and in the UK. Please do keep them coming. We really need them. iTunes, leave us a review on there. 5 stars, obviously, ideally. Audio Boom, Spotify one there. No, you name it, you can find us on there. Lucy, parting words to say goodbye for 2 years of Luke and Lucy FM.
It has been a fantastic 2 years. And here is to the next year.
Oh, Lucy.
Next 2 years.
Yeah, next year. Next 5 years. Eh? Well, not knowing.
Next
5 years.
Decade.
No, hang on. We'll be dead then.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please, leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.
Luke and Lucy FM is part of Podnose, the UK's leading independent entertainment podcasting network. Come visit us at www.podnose.com. That's PODNOSE.com.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.